Call Bresky Siding and Building Repairs today to schedule your new roof, new siding, seamless gutters for the spring. Whatever the job, Bresky can do it all.
This is Derek Bresky. Call me at 989-529-8167. Any job, any time, Bresky's can do it all.
Denny King here, more motor sales.
Boy, do I have some deals to pass on to you today. Chrysler has authorized us to blow out all remaining 2017 Eco Diesels in stock. That's right, we got special pricing on four of these in stock. All crew cab Bighorns loaded right up, almost $11,000 off sticker price, as low as $40,868. And these things get 27 miles per gallon on the highway. So come on over to More Motors in Carroll or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Caseville explodes for 27 points in the third quarter compared to Ongage's 7. Lead 46-19. They have the ball to start this fourth quarter. The shot is no good. And the rebound is brought in by Michael Kelly, but he went over the back with it. And that will result in a foul against him. That is his third and team's eighth. It'll be a one-and-one situation, so we walk the length of the court, putting Luke Redford back to the free throw line. He's 2 for 4 from the free throw line on the night so far. Actually, they're going to put number 42, Brandon Binder, at the free throw line. He's 1 for 2. 7:48 left in the fourth quarter, 46-19. Caseville out to a commanding lead. For free throws, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a jump ball possession arrow. Owen Gage. Luke Redford got enough of his hand in there to cause the jam. And it'll be Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Away red uniforms, they have 19 points. Inbounds to Farner, to Mike Ray for three, right wing, and he banks this one home. He has 5 points.
The odds were with him.
7.5 to play in the fourth quarter, 46-22, a 24-point lead for the Eagles of Caseville. Sawyer Kazefka dribbling, hands it off to Gilhart. Goes into the lane, the floater's no good, rebound still loose. And saved by Kelly, but in the hands of Mike Ray.
Gilhart got robbed on that one. It bounced on that rim more times than we can count.
Fritz over to Farner, to Mike Ray. NBA range launches the three. This one's short. And rebound brought in by Redford. Kelly gets the block. And rebound brought in by Brandon Lesner for Caseville. 6:55 left in regulation. 46-22. Caseville leads. Tries to feed down to Kelly, and he can't hang on to that one. Out of bounds. First turnover for Caseville in the second half, in fact. They have 11.
There's about three Ongage defenders down there, and Kelly was away from the block. Probably wouldn't have worked anyways.
And Ongage throws it. Tries to go for the 120-yard touchdown, and it goes straight out of bounds.
They probably had better odds with the 24-point play or something.
21st turnover for the Bulldogs. 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. 46-22. Caseville with the ball and the lead. Top of the key to Lesner. And it's stolen away by Farner, and we're going the other way. In transition, the right-handed layup from the left side. No good. A rebound brought in by Kelly. And here we come. For the Eagles. 6:15 left now. Kazefka in the lane. The floater's up. No good. Rebound brought in by Red Jersey. Top of the key, Fritz down to left block to Binder, turns. The jump shot, Bunny is good for two. Binder with 3 points. 46-24, a 22-point lead for Kazefka and the Eagles. He puts that one up, nothing there. He wanted a foul, nothing called. 46-24, Mike Ray bringing the ball up himself. Over to the right wing to Farner. Everyone retreats, zone defense. For the Eagles. Farner for three, right wing, off the mark. Long rebound brought in by Gilhart. 5.5 to play. In transition, Gilhart loses it and gives it right back to Farner and the Bulldogs. 13th turnover for Caseville tonight compared to Ongage's 21. This whole slew of substitutions coming up. Next dead ball, the right wing, Matt Fritz to the top of the key, Mike Ray. Starts his dribble to the left wing, retreats. Picks up his dribble, 25 feet from the hoop.
Two options.
To Binder, 5 minutes left. Binder goes in, the runner from the right side, way off the mark, hits the top of the backboard, and rebound, Eagles. 4:55 left, and we have a timeout called by Coach Jake Heck. A full timeout with 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. It's Caseville 46. Ongage 24 right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
.450 left in regulation. Caseville leads by 22 points. They can't just call it a full timeout with .450 left in the fourth quarter. Inbounding just to the right of John's right shoulder will be number 51, Brandon Lesner. Inbounds to the low post to Schweinsberg. Kicks it back out inside. That would be to Noah Nelson. No good. Rebound, Bulldogs. Farner brings it up across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Taking his time, trailing by 22.
Person the last shot was Noah Nelson. He is a foreign exchange student, I believe.
Oh, no kidding. And Steph tries to get back to Farner, stolen by Caseville. And we have a foul as he went up. That would be Pattengill, who got the steal, and he'll go to the line for two shots. This will be the sixth team foul against Ongage. And the first against Carl Steff, man who caused the turnover. Pattengill has 10 points. Check that, 11. Two threes, two twos, and one free throw. 47-24, Caseville leads.
Pattengill is another freshman.
And second one's no good. Rebound, Binder for the Bulldogs. And he carried it. 23rd turnover for the red and gray. 4:20 left in regulation. 47-24. Ongage entered tonight with averaging 43 points on offense. They have 24 right now. Ongage steals it away from Caseville. They're going down the court. Fritz, top of the key. Down to the low post to Redford. Turns towards the basket. Nothing there. Lets it fly. And he can't get that one to fall. Binder tries to bring in the rebound, and we have a whistle. And this will be 1-1 as the foul will go against Caseville. Team's ninth. Ball goes against number 11, Pattengill. That's his third. And it'll be 1-1 for Binder. Missed the front end just a moment ago, earlier in the fourth quarter. He has 3 points. Substitution for Caseville, number 33, Chance Shippey, and number 43, Brody Miller. Replaces number 15, Alex Schweinsberg, and number 41, Noah Nelson, sophomore. Binder's first free throw is up. And this one can't fall, but we have a violation. And it will be against Caseville. So he'll get this, try this one once again. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Violation was against Chance Shippey on that one. First free throw, no good. Rebound, Caseville. Down the court for number 11, A.J. Pattengill. Into the corner to Shippey, back out to Lesner. Lesner back to Shippey, dribbling. to Sawyer Kozefko.